Everything is set for a broadcast to the world. It goes out in English.
God has a special place in his heart for the humble.
In Chinese. And in Russian. This is the Christian radio station KNLS.
Broadcasting from the top of the world, Anchor Point, Alaska.
With the rise of the Internet, some news broadcasters, including the Voice of America, are moving away from shortwave radio. But there are religious broadcasters in America that still believe in the medium. Charles Caudill is president of World Christian Broadcasting, which runs KNLS.
Our view is that there is a great future for shortwave.
He says its long-range signal is ideal for reaching rural areas in the developing world.
Very few people there have the Internet available to them, or satellites, satellite receivers. But they do have shortwave receivers. There are about 3 billion shortwave receivers in the world.
World Christian Broadcasting was founded 3 decades ago by former Army Lieutenant Maurice Hall. He helped set up a shortwave facility for President Franklin D. Roosevelt's Yalta Summit with Churchill and Stalin.
And Ian Taylor has Creation Moment.
It's now one of the biggest Christian shortwave broadcasters in America. From its studio outside Nashville, Tennessee, it mixes cultural programming with the Christian gospel.
Bringing you great music, current news, and the good news.
And it seems to work. Fan mail arrives, and Bibles are sent out to those who want them. The outlet is building a relay station in Madagascar, which will open a door to the Muslim world. Egyptian-born Tony Tadros of the New Arabic Service and his colleagues at World Christian Broadcasting say they respect Islam, but they argue that Arabs are now ready to embrace religious tolerance.
Most people in the Middle East, they have misconceptions about Christianity. They think that the Bible is corrupt, and they have a lot of misconceptions that they just got through the years.
Convincing them otherwise might not be easy. Many Muslim countries ban Christian proselytizing, and some converts have been arrested or faced death threats. Abdullah Antepli is the Muslim chaplain at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. He says authorities in those countries consider those leaving the faith a threat to Islam.
Not only a threat, but also an attack, but also a violation, as they understand.
This American imam condemns that view. He says it does not live up to Islam's own ideals. Spreading the faith is both a Christian and Islamic tenet. And these days, technology makes that possible on many platforms, television, the internet, and even mobile phones.
When we suffer, is this discipline from God?
But World Christian Broadcasting still has faith in shortwave radio. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Franklin, Tennessee.
One of the worst cases of child abuse. Today we meet Dave Peltzer on I Love Life with Jerry Damon.
Tadros and his colleagues at World Christian Broadcasting say they can best spread their faith by expanding their shortwave radio reach. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Franklin, Tennessee.